afternoon and welcome to Caught It All with Karen. It is Wednesday, the 28th of December, very close to a new year, 2023. Man, that sounds weird. So yeah, today we are going to be talking about some more wise woman healing. This time focusing on what a heroic healer is. We will have some music from Dido and Phil Collins and another song which I'm yet to think of. It's a surprise, something to look forward to. And I'm going to spend some time with God today, with it being Christmas and all. Probably well overdue anyway. So sit back, relax. It's the end of the year. You've made it. You've scraped on through. Well, I have. Ended up contracting COVID again right in the beginning of the silly season. That was fun. Wasn't as bad as the first time, but yeah, just not an ideal time to be sick. But I'm back. Made it out alive. And yeah, we will start the session with a song. Now, I apologise, last time the show, there was a bit of a muddle up and the incorrect recording was put in. The song that was played last week, I think, yeah, was it at the beginning? In the first half of the show, was by Justin Bieber and it was called Let Me Love You. Just in case you're wondering what that was about. Today, now, I am actually going to play the song I said I was going to play, which is Honestly Okay by Dido. We'll be right back. that's a very, I would go so far as to say sad song. Honestly, okay. That's what it's called. And that was, oh, mate, I used to listen to that, and I'm pretty sure in the 90s or maybe early 2000s. It's an oldie but a goodie. And let's face it, there are days, there are moments in our life when we do feel we're like we're not safe in our own skin, and that we are so tired of being alone, we don't even want to be with ourselves anymore. It's pretty deep, but yeah, real. I love Dido. Check her out. D-I-D-O. So moving on to the Wise Woman Healing segment that I began last week. Today we're going to be talking about the heroic healer. So last time, just bringing you back, we were talking about the scientific healer. Everything follows fixity, where good health is basically the absence of disease. And today we're going to look at another approach, and that is that of the heroic healer. Now, it is said that the heroic tradition heals the masses in the heroic tradition. The way of the saviour, a circular path of rules as opposed to the scientific linear path. Punishment and purification. Trust in me, as in the heroic healer. Death and disease are considered the result of toxins. With the knowledge of the rules of the means to eternal life and perpetual health, the heroic traditions are concerned with helping the masses, with saving the people. This sounds familiar. Given we've just come out of a pandemic with a totalitarian government telling us that we needed saving and helping, and we had no say. Anyway, I diverge. Remedies and techniques which affect a broad range of people are preferred over individualized treatments in the heroic tradition. Combinations of substances, as in different herbs, flower essences, vitamins, are understood to expand the scope of the remedy and enable it to affect the larger number of people. Multiple herb remedies are used, and single herbs, as in the wise woman way, are generally considered inferior. The result of such combinations is often confusion as to what exactly was effective. The heroic herbalist's big three are, according to, Suzanne Weed, the author of Wise Woman Healer. She says the heroic herbalist's big three are cayenne, golden seal, and lobelia. Herbs that are most treasured are the exotic and or most dramatic. Heroic tradition herbalism is characterized by reliance on some of the vilest tasting, strongest acting stimulant and sedative plants in the herbal nation. Such herbs are drug-like as possible and have the highest potential for severe side effects. The patient helped by a heroic combination herbal remedy is not encouraged to go out and make it personally, but to return to the healer for more of that special hard-to-get brew. Anything hard to get, foreign, rare, is prized in the heroic tradition. Health and happiness are rare, claims the heroic tradition. We must search ceaselessly for them. We must endure hardships to find them. We must earn them. In the heroic tradition, health and happiness are not given freely as a grace in the heroic tradition. They are closely guarded treasures that must be wrestled from the universe with struggle. They are costly prizes. Secrets abound among heroic healers. Remedies, especially those of many plants ground together and put in capsules, obscure the actual plant nature of the healing substances, lending pharmaceutical credibility to heroic herbalism. Such remedies offer the patient the opportunity to believe that health comes from a pill or doctor, not the earth. And thus, heroic herbalism is familiar and reassuring to us, especially if we have been raised in the scientific tradition of healthcare. Interesting, isn't it? And so that is the concept of the heroic healer. Of course, it's now time for some music. And this is a track that I actually discovered via my teenage son. It's quite cool. It's quite a cool remix. It's a Phil Collins remix. So don't be alarmed. I know a lot of the traditionalists out there are thinking, "Ooh, how could you do such a thing to a track like that?" The track is In the Air tonight. Is it In the Air tonight or In the Air? I can't remember. It's that one. You'll know it as soon as you hear it. Okay. And it's remixed by a guy who's, seems to be doing really well on the electronic music scene and the production side of things and whatnot. And his name, I'm assuming it's a his, the picture of him as a man, called Vintage Culture. In the Air tonight, Phil Collins remix. Enjoy. So that was a remix of the Phil Collins track In the Air Tonight. So I just had a quick check. Yes, it is definitely In the Air Tonight, Vintage Culture remix. And In the Air is actually a track I have played before. Apologise if there was any confusion there. And that was by the New Zealand group LAB. But yeah, hope you enjoyed that Vintage Culture remix that was just played. I thought it was pretty interesting, quite tastefully done in my opinion. So yeah, let me know your thoughts. I'd be interested to know. So now it's time, I guess, to finish things up. Let's finish up with a beautiful Christmas verse from the Book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. Amen to that. Amen, amen, amen to that. That's how the Hebrews say it. Amen. Cool, huh? Just to finish off, a lovely prayer that is a wonderful prayer to start the day with. Dear God, when I stand at the beginning of a new day, bless me with vision to see the best of things to come, wisdom to make good decisions, and most of all, faith that you are walking with me every step of the way. Amen. And it's now time to finish up my last show for 2022. Really looking forward to hanging out next year, 2023. Sounds so weird, but it's happening. Deal with it. We'll be finishing off today's session with a cover, Dreams, original Fleetwood Mac, a wonderful young talent from, I believe, I'm going to say Texas, Southern America, Lenny Gardner. Check her out. She's awesome. See you next year. Ka kite anō.
Thunder only happens when it's raining. You have been listening to Kōrero with Karen. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to tune in to Planet FM at 104.6 every fourth Wednesday at 10 past 2 in the afternoon. Or check it out anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/Kōrero with Karen. That's Karen with a Y. Ka kite anō e hoa.
Like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Yeah, I know when I compliment her, she won't believe me. And it's so sad to think that she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay, I say,